What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron. Go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Get every episode for free right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. Happy Hump Day to all who celebrate. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, Pete Callender here, 704-570-1110 and 1-800-WBT-1110. And let me go ahead and close out this HOA Facebook group. Good God Almighty. Okay, hope everybody's having a good day. Let's talk TikTok, and you don't stop. Let's talk about it. The House today passed TikTok ban. And China is very upset. ByteDance is very upset. TikTok's very upset. All the children are very upset. Donald Trump is upset. There are some Republicans who are upset. But it was an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote in the House. Don't know what it's going to do in the Senate. It is aimed at curbing the influence of social media apps, in this case, really just one, that are controlled by foreign adversaries. Okay? So in case you did not know, TikTok is owned by ByteDance, and ByteDance, I don't know why it's called, it's B-Y-T-E, and then capital D-A-N-C-E. All one word, it's like two words, but they smushed them together. Because they have so much synergy, they don't have time for a space in between the two words. ByteDance. As Brad Hargreaves, a writer at thesisdriven.com, points out, this is not a normal tech company driven by profit motives, okay? This is a tool of a hostile foreign power, right? So I think this is, I'm going to go over the pros and cons here, okay? So like if you're like, you know, they shouldn't ban it, I will get to those positions too, because I know this isn't very popular to say in today's political environment, but there are a lot of different angles, and there's some nuance here. this is a tough issue. It doesn't break down clean and neat for everybody. So a couple things to keep in mind that ByteDance, right, it is a Chinese company. It is part of the Communist Chinese Party, as all large corporations, companies in China are, okay? Hargreaves says the fact that ByteDance, oh, and get this, the one of the propagandists or whatever for TikTok, a guy by the name of Hu Jijin, he says, I support TikTok's tough response, which was, by the way, to say, like, we'll shut it all down. Either it is ByteDance's TikTok or the U.S. government might as well shut it down. But we should ask the 170 million TikTok users in the United States first. Do they agree? So there was an attempt by TikTok, like if you went to their app, you opened up the app the other day, they were putting a pop-up right there on the app when you opened it. And as I do not have TikTok. I don't do the TikToking, okay, because it's owned by China. And I'm not an idiot. So anyway, I don't use it, so I did not see this this pop-up, but I saw it described, and that you couldn't get off of the page, you couldn't get past it unless you did something to, like, you know, voice your support or, you know, register your support for TikTok or something like that. So they're trying to whip up the TikTok users against the legislation, against the lawmakers who are pushing it, in order to kill the bill. But I also find this interesting that ByteDance says that if they can't own it, no one will. Okay, so wouldn't that be sort of the first indication that this is not a typical company? I mean, think about this. If your company is profit-driven and the government says, hey, you've got a foreign adversarial government that is in your corporate structure. They are dictating things to your management, and they're scraping and harvesting data to use against Americans. And the risk is too great, so we're going to offer you a whole bunch of money, or we're going to say someone else can offer you a whole bunch of money, right? You got to sell it, because that's what the bill is doing. It's like you got to sell this thing to an American-owned company. or some other company, and not an adversary. Not a foreign adversary, right? Somebody who wants us to be annihilated should not have this kind of technology scraping all this information. This is the argument, right? So sell it to a country that's not a foreign adversary. And rather than sell it off and make all that money, they're saying, well, we'd rather shut it down. That's not a business. Those aren't business people making those decisions then, right? They have the ability to control the amplification or censorship of messages of their choosing, and them being a foreign adversary raises questions about the types of messages that they would amplify or censor. Also, they are generating and scraping opposition research on an entire generation of Americans that they will then be able to use for decades to come against them, right? Think about this. Anything that you did, if you're a kid, you're using TikTok, you're making silly videos or whatever, and then fast forward 20, 30 years, and at that point, maybe all the deepfake technology is super advanced, and now they can use this if you end up, say, working in like the Pentagon, and now they've got a video of you deepfaking, or maybe you said something stupid, maybe you were rapping along and said a word you weren't supposed to or something. Who knows the way the norms change as they do. 20, 30 years down the road, you're working in some sort of a sensitive government position, and all of a sudden, the commies come along and say, hey, we have these TikTok videos of you doing this. You know, I know everybody thought that it was fun to do the Macarena, but turned out to be cultural appropriation, and now we can get you fired for that. So you're going to go ahead and give us a whole bunch of government secrets. You see, that's the way this stuff gets used against you. Now, you don't have to necessarily own TikTok in order to get access to videos, obviously. But what if the person had deleted their account? Do you know that those accounts ever get deleted out of the communist Chinese servers? Do you know that? Would you assume that? I would not assume that. Now, then again, you know, your mileage may vary on your hesitancy to believe communists. Okay. I do not. Okay. My fundamental rule when it comes to the commies is they lie. Communists lie about everything. Marxists lie about everything. So I don't trust them when they say, oh, you want to delete your account? Sure, it's deleted. Sure, ooh, poof, gone forever. Bull. Gone for never. ByteDance is not a normal tech company. And the fact that they would rather shut down TikTok then earn tens of billions of dollars from a sale, gives up the game. To me. TikTok provides, this is from Chris Fenton at the Dragon Feeder. He says, TikTok provides Beijing an ability to understand, control, and influence Americans well beyond simple Hollywood content. Remember? Oh, man. Those were the days. Remember those days? I'm old enough to remember when people were very worried about Tom Cruise's patch of Taiwan, remember? Or the Hulk using the Chinese military to help him save the day or something, right? Like, this is, was it the Hulk within the China? I don't forget. Anyway, China has been using Hollywood to propagandize to us in movies, right? We've known this. Do you think they're not doing it on social media with the algorithms that, oh, by the way, they control, they write and control? Do you think they're not doing that? The platform is much more damaging in how it shapes the opinions and perspectives of adults under the age of 30 than movies are. Okay, so these are the concerns. Okay, these are the concerns. Now, what are the concerns about the bill? Right? Why is this overreach? Why is this too much? We'll get into that in a minute. All right, well, just as I predicted, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in North Carolina. The wait is over. Now you can legally bet on all of your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in the state with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR. DraftKings has tons of the best features like parlays for multiple games, player props that focus on individual players and their performance within a specific game, social betting groups where you can share your bets with your friends in real time, and just in time for college basketball conference tournaments now underway. And as always, fast and easy payouts payouts, and I have a special promo for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code word Pete and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Pete. The crown is yours, but this is a limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Oh, and deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms are at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. And NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license. News Talk 1110-993 WBT. 704-570-1110, 1-800-WBT-1110. Congressman, Congressman Thomas Massey, he opposed the TikTok ban bill. He says that intentionally or unintentionally, this legislation to ban TikTok is actually a Trojan horse, and some of us are concerned that there are First Amendment implications. Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones or which websites we can visit. So here is, I've not heard this yet. He just made these comments, though, at the on the floor of the House. Let me see here to pull that up and then hit play.
From Kentucky is recognized.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Speaker, I know the sponsors of this bill are sincere in their concerns and in their effort to protect Americans. They've described the TikTok application as a Trojan horse. But there are some of us who feel that either intentionally or unintentionally, this legislation to ban TikTok is actually a Trojan horse. Some of us are concerned that there are First Amendment implications here. Americans have the right to view information. We don't need to be protected by the government from information. Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones or which websites that we can visit. We don't think that's appropriate. We also think it's dangerous to give the president that kind of power, to give him the power to decide what Americans can see on their phones and their computers. To give him that sort of discretion, we also think is dangerous. Now, people say that this TikTok ban will only apply to TikTok or maybe another company that pops up just like TikTok, but the bill is written so broadly that the president could abuse that discretion and include other companies that aren't just social media companies and that aren't, you know, as some people would believe, controlled by foreign adversaries. Again, we're giving the president that discretion to decide whether it is controlled by a foreign adversary. There were some people who were legitimately concerned that this was an overly broad bill, and they got an exclusion written into the bill that I want to read. It says the term covered company does not include an entity that operates a website or application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information and reviews. Why is this exception in the bill? Why did somebody feel like they needed this exception if the bill itself only covers social media applications that foreign adversaries are running? These and other questions we hope to answer in the course of this debate, and I reserve the balance of my time.
All right, so I don't think those questions were answered. This is what Thomas Sowell talked about, right? Where there are trade-offs, right? Winners, losers, good, bad. No, they're just trade-offs. And so, government, when it writes legislation like this, they're going to miss things. They're not going to think of things. And the unintended consequences are unknown, sometimes for years. Sometimes immediately you find out, oh, we messed up there. What Massey is talking about there is that the president determines whether or not these companies are owned by foreign adversaries. It shall be unlawful for an entity to distribute, maintain, or update a foreign adversary controlled application by carrying out within the land or maritime borders of the United States any of the following. And then it talks about various like marketplaces and internet hosting services and all that. And they talk about how you got to have, in order to check the box on a foreign adversary controlled company, you got to have, I think it's 20% or more ownership by a foreign adversary country, right? So they're obviously trying to get at TikTok. They're trying to get at these social media or any kind of a media company that's predominantly owned by an enemy of ours that wants to propagandize in America to us. And they're trying to get at that issue. The problem is they write it too broadly, according to detractors, the opponents of this. They've written it too broadly that it could apply, they say, to anybody. And then what happens if the president determines that, hey, you know what? I think that the Russians are using Facebook so much that they're now a foreign adversary mouthpiece, and we're going to shut that down, particularly that story that was against me, right? That there's a pathway to a lot of abuse here that gets opened up. That's the concern that the opponents to this bill have. Now, I don't know if that's going to fly over in the Senate, because right now Joe Biden is like, you know, tough on China. I'm tough on China. Because he has to be, right? He's got to say that for political purposes during an election year. But also, the kids, they do love the TikTok. Caught between a rock and a hard place there.
All right. Do the current world events have you wondering whether we are teetering on the edge of catastrophe? Are you concerned it's going to reach our shores? Okay, so what are you doing about your concerns? Let me help. Carolina Readiness Supply at carolinareadiness.com. Whether you're looking to expand your emergency preparedness supplies or you have no idea where to even begin, Carolina Readiness Supply can help you. Food, water purifiers, tools, first aid kits, instructional materials, camping and hiking supplies even, because being prepared is just smart. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies and educational materials that you'll need for any kind of emergency. In Waynesville and always at CarolinaReadiness.com, veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out?
Email is Pete@thepetecallinershow.com. I do have a message here from Stan. He says, Pete, all the politicians who are bringing up the possibility of free speech violations on any bill are all disingenuous. Isn't the purpose of the FCC to decide what speech is allowed? Well, over the airwaves, yeah. The FCC governs that. That's true. So they're all afraid of the president having that power, but not a collection of unelected bureaucrats? It's a good point, right? It's sort of like the old... that old story, you know, madam, we've already determined what you are. Now we're just haggling over price. Right. I am very aware and agreeable and sympathetic to the slippery slope argument when it comes to government interventions. Absolutely. And this is where I break ranks a lot of times with a lot of your capital L hardcore libertarian types, is that I do recognize on an international stage, there are some really bad actors that require us to do things that we generally don't like to do. For example, we generally don't like to go murder people, but when pressed, we will do some murdering. Absolutely, we will murder some people, right? We will take out a bunch of people if we have to as a society, if we think that they are about to murder us or actively planning to murder us, right? Or have murdered us. We do this stuff. You're not supposed to do that stuff in your private life. You know, we don't want government to go running around murdering us. But on an international level, right, this is like the providing for the common defense. This gets back to, I always quote Limbaugh on this, the world is governed by the aggressive use of force. You may not like it, I may not like it, but that is the way the world works. We can try to set up, you know, foundations based on speaking out our problems, talking it out, right? Through the UN, through diplomacy, writing rules and policy and all of that. We can try all of that stuff. But sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes people just really, really, really want to hurt you. They want to take your stuff, right? They want to break your stuff. They want to murder you, and take your land. So in those cases, you need to fight back. You got to be able to fight back. You got to protect yourself. That's being able to say no to the demands of somebody else or some other country is predicated on you having the military might to enforce your position. Otherwise, you know, someone comes along and says, give me all your lunch money, and you say no, and they just whip you and take your money, right? If you say no, and they try to whip up on you, and it turns out, oh, you know all of this self-defense and martial arts and such, and you whip them, they're not going to get your lunch money. That's how that works. China's government has used the video sharing platform TikTok to influence recent U.S. elections, according to the American intelligence community in its annual threat assessment. This was delivered on Monday. The warning comes during an election year and as the House prepares to vote on legislation to force China's ByteDance to divest from TikTok, or else the platform will be banned from app stores in the United States. The year-end report, this year's report, I should say, stated the following. This is according to Axios. Quote, TikTok accounts run by a Chinese propaganda arm reportedly targeted candidates from both political parties during the U.S. midterm election cycle in 2022. It warned that China's government may attempt to influence the U.S. elections in 2024 at some level because of its desire to sideline critics of China and magnify U.S. societal divisions. Okay, you got two different tracks here that they are running on. Number one, create chaos and division inside of American society. And number two, try to censor any critics of China. And we know China does this. We know they do this. They've been doing it in TV shows and movies, right? They don't allow all of our stuff in their country. Like, to me, this would be the thing to do. Like, to me, if you want to get around the free speech objections and all this, this would be what maybe a solution. Because you know me, I am all about solutions. If we can't sell our apps in your country, you can't sell them in ours. Fair's fair, right? If you're going to ban Facebook and Twitter in China because you have filters that you want applied that screen out any kind of trash talking against Winnie the Pooh, your president, a.k.a. Xi Jinping, right? I call him Winnie the Pooh because he hates it. So, like, he does. He hates it. He throws people in jail in China if they call him Winnie the Pooh online. Because he's very sensitive. Because he does kind of look like Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, they censor speech on platforms if you're even allowed to have those platforms operating in China. Usually, they just steal all the technology and create their own platform that looks exactly like the one they just stole from us, right? So, if you're going to ban our products in your country, then you don't get to sell your product in our country. I think that that's, you know, for the social media space, I think that's a fair trade. And if China wants access to this marketplace, then they need to provide access to their marketplace. See, that's free trade. That's actual free trade. And these are not like infant industries, as the founding fathers talked about protecting, you know, at the time, if you have an infant industry that's just getting started in your country that's really important or whatever, and you want to protect it for a little while, but it's never meant to be permanent. This isn't even that, right? This doesn't even fall under that exemption. This is a straight up free trade, fair trade argument. The report said that China monitors Chinese students that are studying here for their dissident views and has influenced research by U.S. academics and think tank experts. Right, they've been flooding money into our universities. China's government denies that it interferes in elections and typically seeks to blame the U.S. for election meddling, but as I mentioned earlier, commies lie. So there you go. They absolutely are interfering in our elections because they're communists. Why wouldn't they? 704-570-1110, 1-800-WBT-1110. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, or the PAFFACAA, or as I like to call it, the PAFAC. Anyway, it would give ByteDance 165 days from whatever day gets enacted to divest TikTok, in other words, to sell it off, or face a ban on U.S. app stores and web hosting services. Rolling Stone reports that lawmakers have long sought to place restrictions on TikTok using the app and its parent company, ByteDance. accusing it of exploiting American user data on behalf of the Chinese government. Many Republicans, often the fiercest critics of Chinese influence in the U.S., chose to vote against the bill following opposition from Donald Trump. The former president unsuccessfully attempted to ban the app while in office. Trump has now done a 180, telling CNBC on Monday that while there's, quote, a lot of good and a lot of bad with TikTok, without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger, and I consider Facebook to be the enemy of the people along with a lot of the media. All right, so this is another one of the arguments that if you ban TikTok, it goes away, then it makes Facebook more powerful because they've got, what do they call theirs, reels? Is that what they call them? The reels? Yeah. So not to be confused with the feels that people get all up in, but the reels. These are short little video clips, and they pollute my timeline. Anyway, that's their concern. That's Trump's concern and some Republicans' concerns. But also, there's a fellow, I mentioned this guy the other day, Jeff Yass, conservative billionaire, a prominent donor to the Republican Club for Growth. The Club for Growth has financed a lot of campaigns. I saw Dan Bishop. He voted against the TikTok ban. And he's been supported by the Club for Growth. I don't know if there's a connection. I'll ask him next time I see him or talk to him or whatever. But there have been a lot of people that have been flipping their positions on TikTok and this bill after this conservative billionaire guy has been directing overtures to members of Congress in opposition to the legislation. He recently met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Now, Trump says they never talked about TikTok or anything, but coincidental, I'm just sure. As previously reported by the Rolling Stone, Trump and some of his advisors may also feel that taking a soft approach to TikTok could boost his profile with young voters, and that would put him in contrast with Joe Biden, right? Because he could say to the youngsters, he wants to take away your dance video apps. I mean, yes, fine, China's taken all this info from you, but you get to watch people dance for, you know, little snippets. So it's worth it, right? Totally worth it. Trump failed to ban the app while in office in 2020. He has spoken out against the latest effort in interviews and on his social media platform, Truth Social, which I don't know. Like, seems like there would be some, like, if you could roll out some sort. Why don't you buy TikTok? Oh, Trump should buy TikTok. I bet every Democrat would then oppose the banning of TikTok. Oh, no, give it back to the Chi-Coms. The former president has expressed concerns about how a TikTok ban may benefit rival social media platform Facebook, which suspended the Trump campaign in 2021 after spreading false claims about vote fraud ahead of the January 6, 2021 riot. His account was reinstated last year. Quote, there's a lot of good and a lot of bad with TikTok, and I already read that. He said that on CNBC Squawk Box, which, by the way, same interview where he said he's not a conservative, which I've been telling people that for years, and I've had Trump supporters argue with me, but now Trump finally said he's not a conservative, so now everybody can believe him until he, I guess, says he is a conservative again. I don't know. We'll see. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.